Bei Sifei. Soichin mein Yehudi, a fille be poches mishove puter. We learn you have to be soicha from the guy, so you have to give him something. And with Shaila, if you just can borrow it, Mishabura brings and Sivkot and Vav, is a ganze machleukes. Aber in Shoronoch steht, you have to be soicha, so shen the Gemara. This is schius. What do you do by schius? You have to pay him. Aber bei Goy, a Goy is doch nerg, a fille a poches mishove puter, because a Goy is nicht moichel. So meile legabe goy ik mi soicha a fille be poch shove puta u mutter liske bi meine be shabbes und du immer noch aden i laute bi soicha an shabbes und sage so du mich bue soicha bi meine a fille be shove puta ba tam legabe ak khof alf a tam legabe ak im khosh mumen as far as the goy is concerned it's called money de ben neyag ne ben neyag ne a fille be shove puta aber mi is so Im Yud Zaliske meine Schusser le Mahani Porshul afil das am Akilin Sion Shibesiv Gimel. The other machlokes before if a Yid doesn't want to do bittel whether you can be schirus. So when you do the schirus from a Yid taka, are you allowed to, you have to give him money. So here, Mishabuah paskent, you can't give him Porshul Vaputa. So you paskent the Mishabuah. I'm not sure, but so you paskent the Mishabuah that you can't give a Yid Porshul Vaputa because it has no value by Yid. Only by Goy, it's called a value. And then state you can do it even on Shabbos. But Shabbos, why can you do it? Yeah, you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. The answer is because this schiros, a bit wishy-washy. We learned already yesterday. It's like a proper schiros, but you're not being soicha any solid thing from the goy. It's just a way. The chachamim said you're allowed to be in the chutzah with a goy, with two yidden and a goy. You have to do a schiros on condition that the goy keilu is mevatel his rishus. To show his mevatel rishus, you give him something. So what do you do on Shabbos when you can't touch money and he has to make a kinyan guess if he has to accept something? What do you do? Nois le dover machel. You give him some food. I call dover mutter le taltel. Vorimele zeh avuz chache tzirecho. Avol moz os le taltel. Kos mukse anshu. Vile do eim. Moz datel. So the eitzah some nowadays give is to give a box of chocolates. I say, I've done it as well. And the goy says, I'm not accepting money. I'm not going. Goy, he doesn't want money. Pastimnish. He doesn't want to say money. So I was even with it in the police once. What to do another thing with the police once. And the police, he was all frightened. He's not allowed to accept money. He'll go on the videos and it'll be a bribe and then he'll be sent out of his job. Because I said to he called somebody else in to show that he's only accepting it with anything. And then he said to me, can you give it to charity? I said, I'm not giving charity. I want to give it to you. So he brought in a charity box and I gave it to him. And as soon as he got it, that straight away put it into the charity box. I gave it to him, Lamaz, I said, it's yours. He gave it to charity because he didn't want the camera to show that he accepted Chas v'Shalom a bribe. He was much frightened of his job. And I had another guy also, that Shumo, kids said, there's a hater. Some people say, you have a box of chocolates. Oh, thank you very much, you have a lot of chocolates. If I'm looking tired and I found it in a chiveris of nowadays, and to give a box of chocolates nowadays, Efsha doesn't work. Because in the olden times, Mishabuah zogt, on Shabbos you can't give money, so you give a dover machel. It's all very nice in the Alte Zaten when they used to pay with barter. I mean, it was a normal thing. Azov Kones Akesav, the ganze Gemara. That means you've got a chicken and I've got a cow, so you give me 10 chickens, I'll give you one cow. It was a normal thing. Nowadays, if you give someone a box of chocolates, they don't feel they're doing schirus at all. They don't know the schirus. It has to be schirus, as Shalas and Machlokas. They don't feel they're doing a schirus because the chocolate is just a present. So it's initially poshut. I'm not saying you can't. You give me a bottle of whiskey as a present. They don't feel that they're taking it as payment. So in the Alte Zeiten, they used to feel that they're taking anything as payment because people never used to always use pay with money. But nowadays, especially about the fakir, if you give some, I'm not saying you can't, but it makes it a bit different. That means if on Shabbos kim tagoy, or there's still a goy there, and you haven't done schirus. So on Shabbos, you're going to do schirus. Shlitzchon nish with money, but with the chayfetz. So you're going to do schirus. So now, but the eruv isn't working. Afterwards, now, we learn later, you have to go and do eruv. You can't make eruv on Shabbos, so you'll have to only work with bittel. Whoever wants to carry him, mevatel to him. The chulu, like we learned before. Sivov, calls man, she'ein ho'ein Yehudi chayzer. Boy, mo'el ha'schirus afil lezman beruven. As long as the goy isn't chayzer, the Eruv works. As it says in Mechaba, and the Gemara says that until he pays. So those are Agoisim Achleukis Mishbuah, brings Agoisim Bi Alocha. The Shittas HaTaz, which he brings later as well, although he doesn't paskin like it, because Rav HaChaim don't say like that, is that the Goy can be Choyzer. There's two types of making Schius. One of them is you say to the Goy, I'm Socha this, whatever, I'm Socha your rights in the Chotzer, and so that I can carry on Shabbos, I can do what my Chachomim say I'm not allowed to carry unless I do Schius, please let me do Schius, here's the money. That's one type. The other type is, I'm Socha it for a Shabbos, a week, a year, 20 years, 50 years. You say a time. So, the Taz held, even if you say a time, is still, the Goy can be Choyzer. Like the Shaita Mechaba. As long as he's not Choyzer, it's good. But if he wants to be Choyzer, you can good. Allah Andu Achoyinim Achoyle, because this Shem Shabuah, if I said a time, he can't be Choyzer. He can't be Choyzer. I said, because especially once it comes Shabbos, we've done it already, so it's a Kenyan, you can't be Choyzer. The whole Mechaba is talking about where you said stamp. Now, when I say stamp to a guy, I'm doing it. So then, after the first Shabbos, we can start having an argument. The guy says, yeah, shkoyach, I did it. Yeah, you gave me 10 pence. You gave me, thank you very much. That was full. June the 9th. Next week, I want again. So the guy is choyzer. I say, no, I did it forever. So we have all machloikas. Then the guy can be choyzer. So that's the way the Mishabura learns. Chof Gimel. Kozman she'en anochi. Mairi, not like the Taz. That was a fixed time. After the 20 years, you have to do it again, but within the 20 years, you cannot be choyzer within the zman. But if you do it stam, then it lasts. As long as he's not choyzer, it lasts. Because we didn't say how long, mahani. Especially kozman she'en choyzer akim mefirish. Aval ibroitza noch yochel lachzer boi miyad ach Hashabbos yishoyne v'oisa olav dikim. If he wants, he can be choyzer. Kemosh lo yizkele ale bistam yochel oim eloi kevan tel Shabbos achas. The guy will say, I only meant one Shabbos. Aval zot the gemur, but he'll have to pay back the money. So why is he paying back the money? If he said for one Shabbos, he accepted the money for one Shabbos. I say this was for years. So we have a machloikas here. So we're going to go to which bezdin are we going to go to? So this is a machloikas. The guy says he only took it for one Shabbos. I say I paid you forever. So the Gemara paskens that he can be choyzer. The Machaber says he can be choyzer, and the Gemara says but you have to pay. So why is he paying? Because he's concerned, he doesn't need to pay. So this is already a shaila whether we go like the Gemara. Zot the Mishabura. Al shiach sadom. We're tzolim. The mashma dach Shabbos shen yochlak elansi dach shvach sadom. Dim leken yochel israel loim eloi. But I can at least say onoichi kivanti liskem hakol Shabbos. I'll give you that 10 pence for years. But that's kevus atla dibel schius. But the master, the guy will cancel back. I took it for one Shabbos, and then he say I don't want to pay you back. But it's come to the Gemara lechora. The yid has got a right to tana. I'm not letting you be choyzer unless you pay. So we have a machloikas, the Gemur and others, who's right? Whether the guy's got a better tana, I only meant for 1 week, and therefore I don't have to pay you back. And the Gemur, the guy hasn't got such a tana. Choyzer, you can. Aber, like the Gemara, you can't say that I took the money for 1 week and therefore the guy has to pay back the money because this money was included for many, many weeks.
Even after 5 years?
Yeah, no. This is all this man. This is all without his man. Yeah. With his man.
Without his man.
So without his man.
It's a lifetime thing.
So there's a mile and a chesoron in his man. There's a mile in saying his man because he can't be choyzer. Come to Nishri the Taz. He can't be choyzer. There's a chesoron. The chesoron is saying, and there's a chesoron in saying as a man because it's after 10 years, you'll have to do it again. If you don't say as a man, and the guy's never going to be choyzer, then he's forever. The master, the velt is advised to do it with as a man for various other reasons as well. Long man, 20 years.
If you give him a small money, you give 10 pence or something.
Yeah, who's going to decide whether 10 pence is for 1 week or 2 weeks or 4 weeks? Who's going to decide this type of schirus, what value it has? You can't look in any. Sivzai. If he did it for a certain time, then. It'll only be for a time. So that's why there's a mile in doing it stam. Because it's forever. There's a mile in doing it because he can't be choyzer. But this is very important, obviously, that if you have to do it for 20 years, you have to write down when you did it, because after 20 years it's up, it's finished. And maybe you have to do it again. So, lachzer v'lis gesheinis. But soich lachzer ele arev. De'ein Erev Rishon Chozev in it, and you have to do another Erev, because the old Erev is finished. Now why is the old Erev finished if the matzahs are still lying there? So the Mishabur, Yishich la'azman tzorech, Chovov, v'afile eino akim Chozevoy, de'meilom nisbatel skos Yishoyna, even if we only said 10 years, 10 years are finished, it's finished. You don't need the goy to be Chozev, it's just finished. Even if the guy will turn around and say, oh, I don't mind carrying on the schiras, there is no schiras. The money was given for 10 years. Now that we've reached the 11th year, there is no schiras. There's no lease. Kosova taz, zoda taz, im socha mea akum umes, vi niach ha yorish, he left over a yorish, ein moil masha socha mea moirish. It doesn't help. Doesn't his battle kirch has schiras. Because if the father could have been Chose, so maybe the child is automatically as if he's Chose. Yeah, there's Alice according to the Taz, because the Taz holds that even if you do it Lizman, you can be Chose. Because he holds that even if you make his man. And therefore he says the father could have been Chozer, and the father did Chozer, he died, that's as good as been Chozer. Mele, you have to do a new thing. Oh, but come to the way we said that when you do it as a man, the father couldn't have been Chozer. The whole Mechab of Sivov that says you can be Chozer only when you do it Stam. That means that it's done for 10 years whether he's alive or not. It's done. And he yashened the property with the schiras, according to the way we do, because nobody can be chayza in this man. Will we also hold in Sivov that the father could have been chayza or mes? Then mistabens battle menas chik the viataz. Then it goes away. So it depends on the sif before that whenever the father could have been chayza, misa is like chazoras of the taz. So if bistam, when we say zecha he could have been chayza, therefore misa is like. But if bisman, even though if he made his man, he made a time. So according to us, it's good to make a time because even if he dies, makes no difference. In the case where Misa is like Chazor and Chazor helps, like the Taz always or like us, if you didn't say a time, if it was Stam, so then Avadi have to make a new Schirus. Now, when you make a new Schirus after the time is over, even though the Matzahs are still there, so Chlasu La'arif. The Mekimenshen is battled as Chirus, the Melen is battled as Erev. The Ein Erev Moel B'mokim Akim, at that time it didn't help. V'le'omin on Achakach, the Shosochim Akim Ya'erev, Rishon Chosev V'ne'er. You don't say that the Erev starts again. Now here, if you remember the Bi'alocha, we read this yesterday, it was a long Bi'alocha 2 days ago, that the Shaila is, when you make all Chirus, do you make first Chirus or you make first Erev? What's the correct way to do it? So the Mishabu over there, Bi'alocha tries to bring it right from here. That the Chirus see quite clear here that the Chirus has to be first. Because here, I made the Erev on Erev, Pesach, Tovshi, and Ein Tes. The time of the Schirus finished, Shavuos, Tovshi, and Ein Tes from 10 years ago. And what do we have to do now? Oh, new Erev. What's wrong with an old Erev? So you made the Erev before the Schirus. So he wants to say, is Araya Lechoyra, like the Mishwur Tal Taka, that the Schirus has to be before you make the Erev. And here, that's why it says no good, because now you're making a new Schirus Erev Shavuos, so you have to make a new Erev as well. Then the Mishnah says it's not a Raya. It's not a Raya, although he holds like that, but for me it's not a Raya. Why is it not a Raya? Because I've had it normally, you have to make, could be yes, could be no, you make the Schirus versus Erev first. Here, because the Schirus of 10 years ago finished on Shavuos, Tovshin, Ein Tes, so the Erev that I made on Erev Pesach, Tovshin, Ein Tes, was the Chatchila only made till Shavuos. Because you knew that afterwards you can't make an Erev anymore. So it's different. If I would go today and I'd make an Erev, I'm making it for this week. And even if I haven't made Schirus, a few hours later I'll make the Schirus. It's not the right thing to do, but Ken Zion it'll work. But when I made the Erev Pesach, you knew, it was in it, that this Schirus is going to finish on Shavuos, from 10 years ago, that's Schirus. So made it different, because the Erev Chatchila could have been, was only made for 7 weeks. So it looks like Shkara. Can't clear whether it's a guy or not. Sivches, im sochroi me'ein Yehudi lizman yedua. If you take a made as man, uvetoich as man hiska in Yehudi dirose le'acha, die b'schirus harishon. So again, you see, if he would have done it stam, then, and he goes away, or he rents out to somebody else, So it's rented out to somebody else, a new person, make a new schius. But if he made his man 10 years, and then he rented out to somebody else, so he is renting to the other person the schus that he has. He has a schus of 10 years to be rented out. It's opposite of renting. I mean, he has, whether you call it a schus or a chav, the part of this, just like this building has a certain thing that we have to take this gardener and we have to take this person to do the electric, we also have to have that the Jews are allowed to carry on Shabbos because they made schus. It's part of renting this dealer that you're renting with this schus or chav, whatever you want, that the wherever it is. Zok to Mishabura. Lizman Yidua, if you rent it out, Miloshan Zay Mashanim Sochem Menu Stam Biskiri Lachas or Liskema Soicha Shaini, if it would have been Stam, Avadi, you'd have to be serious again. If Turkhazman Hiskevua Dinim Mochalacha, if you sold it, then it would also be, you have to make a new Schius. Vatam, the Schius, Leyom Namimimke, Vain Yochal Limka, Schushanos and Kvalacha. Vua Dinim Mochalacha, if you saw, if Turkhaz Maniska, sorry. So the opposite. The Hua did, even in Mochalacha, Zod the Mishabura, the first Shitta, that if he did it, Lizman, for 10 years, after 5 years he sold it, even then, you're selling it with part of the leases that the Jews are allowed to carry here because they made schius. Aber, yesh machmirin b'mecha. Some are machmir b'mecha. I was thinking of the machmirin. So what's the difference? The difference is because when you sell something, the whole reason why you do schius, after 10 years, the person that's renting will give it back to you. So then you can understand, it's still like yours. You've rented it to somebody else. He's getting all the shibudim that come with it. But once you sell something, you finish with it. And so your schius can also fly away. As I said before. Siv tes. Chamisha hadorim b'chotze echod. If 5 people live in one chotze, echod soicha mein yudi b'shvil kulam. One of them is soicha for all of them. That means you've got 5 people who have made a eruv, and there's another guy who we need to do schirus from. So you don't need to each go to him and do schirus. One of them will go for all of them. So the machab b'shvil kulam. Haynu she'ein tzor kol echod v'echod liska b'melekim v'shesocha echod v'mele hitru kulam. So here again, we have this shaila about, do you do schius first or eruv first? So it says, chamish adom rozeach, echad tzorich me b'shul kulam, zod the bi'alocha, the bottom one. B'loshan zeh l'choyer dafke, k'sh'eruv mitchil v'yachad. Because you got 5 people, one of them does it for all of them. Why is one of them doing it for all of them? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, goy. Reuven can go and do schius. What's Reuven got to do with Shimon, Levi, Yehuda? Why can he go for all of them? It says because, just like in other cases, you do eruv for all of them. When you send the eruv to another, it says when you send the eruv to another chotza, one of them can just give the eruv once they're ready mo'uruv. But so when you do schius, also one can go. It's mashma they've already done the eruv. It's mashma they did the eruv before schius. So to be alocha mashma, dafke b'tach alzom mei nasam elach kashli b'shugim chema shasam rashi. Aber be'emez ze'enoi. Because that's not the right thing to do. Mischila soicha v'achkach ma'arov. Like we said in be'alocha. You can still do it. The bottom line. So what's this din is? This is an interesting din. So even if we haven't yet made the Erev, one of them can go and do it before the Erev, and it's called as if they all did it. Yeah? Now this din is Negele Maisa Lemaisa. Why is Negele Maisa? If somebody tomorrow wants to make an Erev, somebody goes and buys a house, we know there's a Manchester Erev, and somebody, let's say, will want to go in the Erev, or let's say even out of the Erev, he wants to make in his cul-de-sac in Blakely, bought a few houses, 5 Eden and a Goy, so he made an Erev and there's a Goy, he wants to do schius. He needs schius of this Goy in Blakely, and it's not in the original place. Now, as we know, schius was made for the whole town. So has schius been made already or not? Pardon? Without the Erev. Yeah, well, you meant to make schius before the Erev was on. In this Shulchan Aruch state, that one person can make, somebody asked me this a few weeks ago, this person state that one person can make schius for all of them. Now, one person, we know, one person in Manchester went and did schius. We know that. So did this one person in Manchester do schius? In Shulchan Aruch state, chamisha hadorim b'chotze echad. This one person that made schius does not live in the cul-de-sac in Blakely. So he's not one of the Chamish Adorim of the Echad. So Schius hasn't been made for that. The Teretz says, it depends how the Schius was made in the town. If the Schius was made in the town because of this halacha, that means we've got a cul-de-sac, we've got making Eiv. One of them's going to go and make Eiv. Mask him. So one of them's made it. That didn't help anywhere else. What I mean to say is, there's another way of doing Gevul Shtetnish in Shulchan Aruch. And that is, I can go tomorrow and make Schiris from the mayor of London for London, even though I don't live there, and I'm not Chamish Adorim Deachar, I live in Manchester, als Shlichus from the people of London. Why can't I? Since when? Why can't I be a Shlich? I go to him and I say, I'm being Soicha for all the people of London. So, what? Oh, so that's not the Shulchan Aruch, that's what I'm trying to say. Shulchan Aruch means, because we're going to be in an Eruv together, and there's a Halacha that why does everybody have to go? One of them can go, even as if he's a Shlich, even though he never spoke about Shlichus. He said, I'm doing it, I want to be Soicha. The guy says, I'm not renting out to the whole town. No, you don't rent out to the whole town, just to me. And it's good enough. Why? Because I live in this Eruv. But if he says, I'm doing it als Shlichus from the people in London, so the people in London have got Shlichus as well. So this person in Sizvenzach, how the Shlichus was made, I told him. If the Shlichus was made that this person is making Shlichus because he's saying, I'm making Shlichus, then it's only because I'm in the Eruv, and there's a din that only one person has to do it. But if the person went and said, I'm doing Shlichus because I'm doing a Shlichus from anybody that lives in Manchester, I want to do Shlichus. So everybody in the whole of Manchester has got Shlichus. Nice, sir.